insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأوحينا إلى موسى أن أسر بعبادي إنكم متبعون.
And we inspired to Moses, travel by night with my servants, indeed you will be pursued.
Dear listeners, as you were with us, we were discussing 52nd and 53rd verses of this surah, Ash-Shu'ara. وَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. And we revealed unto Moses, saying, Go you forth with my servants by night, because verily you will be pursued. فَأَرْسَلَ فِرْعَوْنَ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ. Then Pharaoh sent heralds into the cities. In order to sum up the different verses of this chapter about the invitation of Prophet Moses so far, we can actually conclude that the objective Prophet Moses was pursuing and following can be divided into three parts. The first part was the invitation of Pharaoh and bringing miracle to him. The second part was the fact that these wizards and sorcerers, were gathered around this prophet of the Almighty Allah. They believed in him and what happens afterwards. The third part is mobilizing the Bani Israel, the children of Israel. And then these were followed and pursued by these disbelievers and the people of Pharaoh, that led to the people of Pharaoh being drowned in the ocean. Now back to some points regarding these two verses. This verse, as you can see, it says, We revealed unto Moses, saying, Go forth with my servants by night. And أسري بعبادي إنكم متبعون. When there is no way of reasoning, logic, and bringing arguments for the invitation of people and some arrogant ones to truth, it is the time to use force. So the Almighty Allah orders his prophet to move these people and to save them, and this leads to the people of Pharaoh being drowned in the water, those disbelievers. The second point is that all the plans and actions and objectives of the prophets are based on the divine source. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ The first part of the verse says, and we revealed unto Moses. The third point, you can use anything, specifically the dark time of the night, to get away from them. When you are ordered to fight against the enemy, you have to try to make the most of the surroundings around you. The fourth point, if you cannot change the society you are living in, you are ordered to move in order to save yourself and the ones among you. Another point is that the Almighty Allah always saves His true servants, because in this point, there were some people who believed in Pharaoh, but they wanted to change, but they did not have the chance yet. So the Almighty Allah orders His Prophet to mobilize and move these people from that society. Anyway, Moses, Prophet Moses, is ordered by the Almighty Allah to mobilize those people, and it is clear that the movement of such a huge number of people cannot be kept hidden for a long time. So Pharaoh sent spies to inform him about this event.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
The Holy Quran continues about this event. فَأَرْسَلَ فِرْعَوْنُ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ Then Pharaoh sent heralds into the cities. There is a kind of implication about the word hashr, which has a connotation of gathering, mobilizing, and moving. Of course, in the conditions of that time, delivering the message to all cities of Egypt needed considerable time, but it is natural that this message reached to near cities very fast, and the ready forces moved immediately, and they formed a small army. Other forces also joined them gradually in order to fight against these true believers. They also used some propagations, some of which we will mention later on with the next verses. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see. All the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry, and when faith becomes